I'm Leanna Shields, and you're listening to The Cozy Sleuth. Today, Snoops and Sleuths, I have with me Sarah Merritt, here to talk about her books, writing, and all things cozy. Sarah, would you like to introduce yourself to my Snoops and Sleuths?
Sure. I write as S.C. Merritt, and I've been writing for two or three years. I published my first book in 2020, so I'm kind of new to it, but I'm excited to talk.
Wow, published in 2020. Well, belated congratulations on publishing that first book. That can be a daunting thing.
Yes. I had no idea what I was getting in for.
Oh, I don't think any of us know what we're getting in for when we publish our first books.
No, I certainly didn't. Self-published, especially, it's a lot more than just writing the book.
Oh, goodness. I know. Boy, do I know that one. And speaking of your first book, don't you have it on sale this week?
Well, the first book that was published in 2020 is a different series. But I do have the first book in my newest series on sale this week. It's called Dead in the Water, and it is the first book in the Bucket List Mysteries. And book two, which is called Boot Scootin' Bump Off.
I love those titles.
Comes out March the 1st. It's about a couple of retirees that meet in a retirement village in Florida. One is a retired Chicago homicide detective. Her name is Dot. And then the other's name is Maisie. And she is a widow that had owned a Southern cook and diner for years. And now she does a food blog. And she and Dot decide to pool their money and buy an RV and start hitting all the places on their bucket list.
Oh, that sounds so much fun.
And so book two that's coming out in March takes place in Nashville, which was their first choice. And it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds great. So is any of your writing inspired by your actual life?
Well, my first series is absolutely inspired by my life. It's kind of Sweetwater Springs, Southern Mysteries, and it is kind of patterned after my version of my hometown in North Alabama, just a small town. So a lot of that has a lot of personal stuff in it. This new series, I've never been on vacation in an RV, but I always thought it would be fun. And so that's why I picked this, but I do pick the destinations that I have been to or would love to go to. So I guess that's the personal part of it for me.
Oh, it sounds so much fun. And yeah, I get the personal that you kind of want it to be aspect in ways.
Right. I guess I can kind of live vicariously through my characters since I've never gotten to, cross the country in an RV, but it always sounded fun. So I guess I get to live vicariously through them.
Yeah, I kind of do the same with my Mystic Ranch mysteries, and my main character owns an alpaca ranch, and I'm like, having an alpaca would be so much fun.
That sounds fun. They're so cool.
They're so cute. And research for that was a lot of fun too.
Oh, I bet.
Went to an alpaca show and you're just surrounded by cute fuzzy alpacas. You almost forget to actually do the research and ask the owners things.
Exactly.
So do you have any advice for those who want to write their own cozies?
Oh, gosh. Just do it. I mean, even if it's just for fun or if it's to prove to yourself that you can. I mean, that's what happened to me. I love watching them on TV. I love reading them. And I just one day thought, I'm gonna see if I can do this. No intention of publishing anything. And my daughter loved it and my mother loved it. And they talked me into self-publishing and it's just taken off. And so you just never know, you know, just write it and put it out there. And, you know, even if it's just for fun, it'll definitely change your life for sure.
Absolutely. And that advice works for any particular genre listeners that you might be into.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to enter into that world, into our world of being a writer, just do it. Pull up that screen. Yeah, the screen can be intimidating. I'll speak from experience with that. Yeah. That blank screen
I wrote the majority of my first one in a spiral bound notebook. you know, just sitting in the afternoons or in the evenings, on the weekends, whenever I had a few minutes, and just writing, and it just turned into a passion I didn't know I had.
And it's always fun when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Though sometimes writing is not fun. Sometimes our characters decide to be two-year-olds, but that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of our characters, do you have a favorite character, or would you get in trouble with your others?
Well, in the Bucket List series, I think I love writing the two best friends as complete opposites. I don't think I have a favorite there, but I love writing my secondary characters, their little circle of friends back at the retirement village are hilarious. And these two men, Pete and Luther, they're really fun to write. They're always, you know, got eyes for the ladies and all of that. So they're a lot of fun to write for sure.
Oh, seems like our secondary characters really tend to steal our hearts.
I know.
Believe how many authors I've asked this, and the secondary characters are their favorites to write. And I'm kind of the same way. I've got my secondary characters that it's like, oh, I love writing you. I love writing you. So the favorite does not always have to be the main.
No, not at all.
Do you have any authors that have most influenced your writing?
I would say probably CeCe James. I just love her style and her characters. Hope Callahan is another of my favorites. She writes a lot of senior sleuths, which I love to read. And I've read all of her series. So I think those two probably more than anyone else.
Those are some great author names I'm going to have to add to my reading list. Every time I ask this question, my to-be-read list grows and grows and grows.
Oh, yeah. There are so many good authors out there. That's for sure.
But it's such a fun question to ask because you learn so much about you.
Yes.
So if you and your main character sat down for coffee or tea, whatever your preferred caffeine vessel is of choice, what kind of beverage would they get?
Let's see. I think that Maisie, being the down-home comfort food kind of person like me, probably an iced coffee with some cream, maybe a couple of Splenda to stay thin. Now, Dot is very, very no-nonsense kind of all serious detective type. And so I think she would take it just straight and black.
Oh, I think I side more with your down-home character. Iced coffee with some cream, and only mine would be high sugar. I don't particularly care about staying thin.
Yeah, I love my iced coffee.
I for a while was making cold brew coffee with Oh my goodness, it just went out of my head. It was a Cinnamon Toast Crunch Creamer.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's so good. Probably the closest I've gotten to, I've got this place up here in Colorado I loved to go to before COVID that had a drink that was, I forget what it was called, but I swear it tasted like French toast in a cup.
Oh, yum.
So good. So outside of writing, what other hobbies or adventures do you like to go on? Or
Well, I do love traveling. We're just kind of getting back into that after COVID. I love tropical places. Hawaii is my favorite place on earth. I'd love to go back there someday. I just love to travel. My kids live in California and Mississippi, so I enjoy going and visiting them. I play tennis, and I love SEC football. So love to watch SEC football, and either I love to go, but also just watch it on TV. So it's my favorite thing in the fall, especially.
How fun. And travel. Travel's always fun too.
Yes.
So how can my Snoops and Sleuths follow you?
Well, obviously Facebook. I have Instagram. I have a website, which is scmerritt.com. And on that website, if you scroll to the bottom, you can sign up for my monthly cozy letter, which is just an email newsletter once a month, unless I just do a little blast about a sale or something. And when you sign up for the cozy letter, you get the prequel to my Sweetwater Springs series for free. And it's called Sideburns and Suspicions, and it takes place at Graceland, and it's a big Elvis thing. So that one's a lot of fun.
Have I mentioned how much I love your titles? Because those are absolutely great.
Oh.
And I'll be sure to include the links in the show's notes.
Okay, that's great.
Oh, I can't believe we're already at the last question. Time has just flown by. I love talking with you.
They're fun.
So what is one complaint your characters would have about you as an author?
Oh, gosh. I think they would probably say I'm too wishy-washy. I can imagine. I'm a pantser. I'm not a plotter. So I can imagine, you know, them doing one thing in this whole scenario and following this line of discovery. And then I'll change my mind and rewrite it. And they do something else, or they say something else, totally different, go a different direction. And I can just imagine Maisie saying to Dot, I wish this woman would make up her mind. Because I feel that way about myself. You know, when you're a pantser and you think you've got it planned out and then your characters take a hard left, you just have to change some things. And so I just can imagine them thinking, I wish she would make up her mind what she wants us to do.
Oh, goodness. My characters are probably the same way, because I am like you. I write by the seat of my pants. I rarely even have who the killer is figured out. Exactly. Until the end of the book.
Exactly. Now I know the method, and I know the victim, but sometimes I don't even know who. I just let it kind of evolve, and then I decide toward the end, okay, this is who it is.
Yes, but then there's a danger to that. I've had a couple characters pull what I call the Emperor's New Groove entrance, just basically kick open the door and say, hi, I'm here. And they're usually the killer. And it's like, wait a minute, I had it figured out for this other character over here. Now I have to rewrite this whole thing and put new clues in because you decided to be the star.
Exactly.
Oh, mystery writing sometimes would be easier if us right by the seat of our pantsers could actually plot out, but sometimes we can't.
I wish I was a plotter, and I've tried and tried, but it just doesn't work. Not for me.
It doesn't work for me either.
More it's... power to those plotters out there, but I am a pantser all the way.
I know. It's so funny because I'm in one writer's group where the leader is a plotter and so anti right by the seat of your pants. And it's just kind of like, good for you. You've got everything figured out. Unfortunately, my character is just a little bit too alive for that. Oh, I have had so much fun chatting with you, and it's been so great.
Yes, I'm so excited to. I've been on your show before, and I had a blast, so I'm so glad I got to do it again.
Yay. Well, Snoops and Sleuths, you've heard another great interview here on The Cozy Sleuth. I'd like to thank my patrons, Regina, Cozy Cub, Dour Bear, and Patty Paul, for their contributions in keeping the show commercial-free and growing. I'd also like to thank my Coffee Klatch for their contributions as well. If you'd like to be like my patrons and have your name mentioned on the air, join me on my Patreon page at patreon.com/thecozysleuth. Or you can become a member of my Coffee Klatch at coffee.com/thecozysleuth. That's ko-fi.com/thecozysleuth. And if you'd like to hear cozies read by live actors, check out the Cozy Mystery Rats Maze, wherever you find your favorite podcast. Until next time, this is Leanna Shields saying, keep cozy.